Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The lawyers and Pharisees in our reading this morning have been getting more and more agitated at this point in Luke's gospel account. Ever since Jesus has set his eyes on Jerusalem, they have tried to catch him in his words through clever schemes and trick questions. But Jesus hasn't been biting their bait. Instead, he challenges them to think differently. But they do not repent. And this morning in our text, they invite him to a meal. Jesus grabs a hold of a man who they would have thought was low, and he heals him on the Sabbath. And in contrast, Jesus sees how these lawyers and Pharisees, all alike, come to the party and want to take the higher seats of honor, the best seats in the house. First come, first served, right? You know, could you imagine, just for a moment, if you have a wedding reception, and sitting up front, you know, you have that table that is all decorated and decked out. It has all of the flowers and decorations and just the nice plates and everything set up upon it. You don't just go in there and just sit up at that table, right? Why? Because when the bride and the groom come and the rest of the wedding party, they're going to say, "Hey, no, I'm sorry, you're going to have to move. We have you sitting over here." And then, after trying to take that great seat of honor, the best seat in the place, you'll in fact be brought down to the lowest seat in the place. And it doesn't matter where you sit in the reception after that, because everyone will see you being told to sit at a lower place. The one who exalts himself will be humbled. You know, but exalting ourselves is the thing that we all do. In this world, we love to live off of an idea that there's a difference between the high people and the low people, the well-to-do and the not-so-well-to-do. And we want to reach the top. We think if we can just get a little bit higher, just a little bit better. Or maybe we don't necessarily strive to be first, and we want to be a little more pious and say, well, maybe like second or third, or at least, you know, to know that you have some people under you, right? It's something that we all struggle with, this inclination to want to make ourselves out higher and better. But if we make ourselves out to be higher or more righteous than anyone else or than other people, this text has a word of warning for us this morning that we will, in fact, be humiliated. Why? Because we are sinners. Exalting yourself will always lead to humiliation, at least eventually. When we know the truth, if we're honest, one of our definitions of sin is pride. It means to put yourself in the place of God. And that never ends up very well, now does it? If it were not for God's good and perfect law, we would not know that our true position is actually quite low, far beyond what we truly recognize. What it means for us to humble ourselves, then, means that God, working in us and through us, works us towards repentance. It's the kind of repentance that looks at who we truly are, underneath all of the pomp and circumstance, is to show that we put on for other people, and to look deep down and to know the truth, that we have many sins of which we are only privy to know. Being humbled before God means this: to see ourselves for what we are, to see sin for what it is, and to say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And being in this low estate, we cannot climb out of this lowly estate. We need someone who will come down to us, all the way down to the price, to pay the price of sin, which is the pit of death itself. And in Christ Jesus, that is what you have. Though he was God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. In fact, he did the opposite. It's still mind-blowing today. God, the first, the creator of the universe, in all of his might and preeminence, sent his one and only Son to come to you. God, in the flesh, in Jesus, has come to you. He humbled himself, and he did not come to be served, but to serve. He humbled himself, even to the point of death, death on a cross. Though he, in fact, was first, he took the position of he who is last. He made himself so low to the point where he allowed himself to be humiliated before the world, stripped and beaten, bloodied and bruised, nailed to a cross where he gave up his spirit and died. And if there is anyone in the world who humbled himself, then it was Jesus. But God raised him from the dead. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. The one who humbled himself to the point of becoming our sin, though he knew no sin, died according to its price and is raised from the dead. The one who became last has become the first fruits of the new creation. The one who took the lowest place in humbling himself has now been exalted and lifted up to the right hand of God, where he reigns and rules over his church, and he intercedes for us. And it means that that humbling of himself for the sake of the world, in being lifted up on a cross, is in fact the glory of God in redeeming us and giving us forgiveness and life, in order to make you a part of the justified who rise on the last day. You know, through this necessary process of being humbled, Christ stoops down to you. He is there with you. For he has taken on the humiliation of the cross. But he does not leave you there in death. Oh no. He raises you up by his power and strength. He says, I forgive you. I love you. I died so that you might not die eternally. I rose from the dead so that you might live life everlasting. That is what Christ has done for us. And you know, as we prepare for this meal today, have you ever thought, you know, just look at this place, how this place is laid out, right? This is the place of honor. This is the place where we have a certain amount of reverence, right? As we have this table, this altar right here in the center, the prominent location. This is the place of honor. This is the wedding party's table, the celebration of the wedding feast. The best seat in the house, right up here. Now, we ought to have a certain amount of reverence for this place. We don't just trounce right up here, take our food and go back to our pews. No, you know, there's a certain amount of importance to examine ourselves before we come to this table. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, this meal can actually be dangerous if we do not discern the body. We ought to know at least what it is. This is the honored place of this entire gathering. We only come to this place unless we are invited. Invited by the Lord Himself. And that includes myself as well. Unless the Lord Himself invites us. So we ask ourselves questions. Are we sorry for our sins? Do we believe that Jesus is God in the flesh? Do we believe that Jesus is our Savior by faith alone? Do we believe that He is truly present in this meal, in His body and in His blood? You see, these questions, they're important questions because they're an opportunity for us to humble ourselves, to recognize that, in fact, if being worthy for this meal depended upon us, we would not be worthy. Nobody is worthy to take this meal based upon what they do or how they live their life in the last week. You know, sometimes people even have this idea that I won't take communion unless I was a good enough person this week. But see, it's actually in that point of being low, of recognizing our need, of being humbled, that makes one truly worthy to receive this meal. See, what makes one worthy to receive this meal is Christ and His invitation to you to come forward and to receive His very body and blood. He gives you His forgiveness and His life. As you recognize, as we all recognize our humble estate and our sin and our need for forgiveness, and we take the low place, Jesus says to you, friend, come, sit up higher. Come to this place of honor. I invite you to come forward. Receive my body and blood. Take the best seat in the house. Right with me as I deliver to you my forgiveness into your bowels. As I strengthen your faith to sustain you. To forgive you, to fill you with life. To uphold you for your weary journey home. After this meal has ended, and to come back once again and take this seat of honor to receive it again. Friend, come up, come, sit up higher. And that's what Jesus says to you today. He says, come up, come to this table. Receive my life blood, receive my body. You hear the invitation this morning. He says, friend, come up higher. Amen.